Congratulations, you've arrived on the hottest surface in the solar system. Here, the official temperature is 870 degrees Fahrenheit. Day or night, equator or pole, the searing heat never varies more than a few degrees. And it's why we have so few snapshots from the Venusian surface.
So why is it so hard to bring scientific instruments to the surface of Venus? What about an ordinary camera? There's plenty of light there. Why not just send a camera and take pictures? I've got my NASA-issued spacesuit here, my special Venus suit. And let's take this camera and send it to Venus and see what happens.
Primarily, you don't want to melt. It's such a hot environment that all the electronics, all the power, all the communications have to be very rugged.
Oh, that's cool, though.
Anything mechanical, anything electronic, is just an enormous challenge to have it function on the surface.
And it's not just the heat that you have to bear. All that sky above is really heavy, pressing in at around 90 times the pressure on Earth.
When I was a graduate student, we used to get in conversations about what would get you first, the temperature or the pressure. It would be pretty simultaneous, I think.
To descend to the surface of Venus is the same as diving over half a mile underwater.
It's an enormous pressure, enormous crushing pressure. How do you make things that withstand? How do things turn and move under those huge outside pressures? Well, that's what the armor of technology is all about. Exosuit using composite fiber and strong aluminum alloys and stainless and titanium and all these things. It looks like something out of Transformers or out of a comic book. That's the same kind of suit that you'd need on the surface of Venus.